DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
The second half of something is always better than the first half. Puddings are always better than the main course. The return home is always better than the outward journey. And if you thought the first half of the season was great, phase two of the DufferBet Welsh Premier League will be a corker. We're turning the podcast upside down to start with the next round of games. But later on, we'll also be picking our own starting 11 of phase one. There's a chance for you to win as well. And looking back on the fantastic giant killing Welsh Cup weekend we've just witnessed with Gilsfield's Danny Barton. Mark Jonah Jones joins me as per usual. First, Jonah, we know who are in the top six. Can we call who's got the individual slots yet?
No, Mac, definitely not, because it's going to be tight between Gab Connors-Key, Bala, Bangor, Cardiff Met and Carmarthen. They have a lot to do to get into the top three, you know, especially Carmarthen. But I think the battle is still on between Gap Connors-Key, Bala and Bangor.
I was going to say, for me, the two unknowns are, what day are we going to be handing a trophy to TNS? Is it going to be earlier than last season? And the second unknown is, yeah, who does get that second spot?
It'd be a fantastic battle for the second spot. The TNS, just quickly, they have earned rave reviews this week from some of the supporters of Llanelli Football Club. You know, Llanelli doing well this year in the Welsh League. They've got some great players playing for them at the moment, and they're a good footballing team. Talking to a few of the fans, they were taught an absolute lesson, and the TNS incredible story just carries on.
When do you think we're going to see them get the trophy then? Are we talking March, April?
I think, yeah, they'll get it in the next couple of weeks, because a lot of teams have beat each other. But I've said it all season, somebody will beat them in the next 10 games.
Well, Newtown came close, didn't they? I mean, Newtown have got a bit of a history, because I think it was around about this time last year that Newtown actually did beat them. That was in the second phase last year, wasn't it? And then they drew them in one of the final games of the season in the first phase. So, yeah, there are teams out there that could take them, I suppose.
On their day, and that's why their run is so exceptional, because they haven't been beaten. You know, this league, there's some good teams in this league now, good footballers, and that's why it's an exceptional run, because they haven't been defeated.
OK, let's look at the individual games coming up in the top six this weekend. As per usual, you can have a bet with DufferBet. First-time customers get up to a £30 refund if you go to DufferBet.com. Please gamble responsibly. And I think, well, let's take our eyes to the game where your eyes are going to be on Saturday, Joan. And it's got to be a corker of a game, isn't it? Ballertown against Bangor City, live on Scorio on Saturday, 5:15. The bookies are saying 5-6 for a home Bala win, 3-1 for a Bangor City away win, and 5-2 for the draw. What are you saying?
Both teams progressed in the Welsh Cup last weekend, and both teams come into the game with good form. Bangor's 4-0 defeat off Llandudno was very, very impressive. Very impressive, and I was very surprised at that. I didn't expect them to win 4-0, but they just absolutely just took care of Llandudno, and it was a poor result for Llandudno. It was a great result for Bangor, and I'm sure the confidence is right back in their camp. Bala win, you know, 4-1 after extra time, so that's all you have to do. You have to qualify for the next round in the cup, and you've got your job done. But what a game. First game of the top six, Bala versus Bangor. There's plenty on this. If Bangor were to get an away win, they'd be right on Bala's tails. If Bala get their win, they go 7 points clear of Bangor with only 9 games to go. So what a gigantic game straight away.
Oh, we must mention that Bangor have been very active in the transfer market as we head towards deadline day today, including getting a former English Premier League player in Gary Taylor-Fletcher from Blackpool. Well, he played for Blackpool, doesn't play for them anymore, and now playing for them, and he made his appearance in that Llandudno game.
He's starting to really tick the box this league with players, their agents. They can all see now that it's a high standard football league, which they're not afraid to come into. And I just think it's going to be a lot more players of this calibre coming into this league. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't stunt the growth of young Welsh players coming through and making themselves a footballing career in the league. But there's some great players going to join this league soon.
In terms of the money side of that, Jonah, it's quite clear that Bangor seem to be flashing the cash at the moment. Gap will quite clearly spend a bit of money as well because they want to stay in that area. You know, Ballarin have got a bit of money, but they're not loaded, are they? Is this going to be the difference from now on, whoever can write the biggest checks?
I just think sometimes it comes down to a manager and team spirit. I mean, Hayes is on the website today saying a team spirit is at Ballard is magnificent and it's a pleasure to be playing. And that means a lot more than money sometimes. If they get it right with money, it's an added bonus, isn't it? But they've lost two decent players or they've let two go. Sam Hart's gone to Llandudno, I think, today, and Christian Langos has gone to Rhyl. So there's good players shifting around in this league. It's whether you get them all together and you can make the perfect cake out of the ingredients you got.
Yeah, you mentioned Mike Hayes there, of course, top of the golden boot chart as we speak. So, yeah, there must be something that Ballar are doing right. And I suppose, although they'll be delighted they got past Penobont eventually in that cap, for them, it's still about the ultimate goal of second place, isn't it?
Second place, you know, that'd definitely be their ultimate goal. But I'm sure it's a great reserve to have in your back pocket when you're still in the last eight of the competition, which gets you through to Europe if you win it. So they're on two fronts and it's a wonderful position to be in.
Now, we've mentioned before there's no Duff game as we go towards the end of this season, and here's one that certainly isn't Duff. Gap Conisky against Carmarthen Town. Gap 8-13 for the home win. The visitors are 4-1 for a win, and it's 11-4 for the draw now. Mark Hazelwood's already trotted out the we've got nothing to lose, we're the underdogs line, but we all know that that's a little secret ploy he plays. Could Carmarthen be the unknown quantity in this top six?
Like you said, he's over the moon to be in the top six, right? And he's got a group of young players now who he can just say to them, go and express yourselves. Yeah, they're a decent side, don't worry. Hayes is good at the, pulling the wool over people's eyes with some cagey talks. They're a good side, and he knows that. And I hope they go out and get the ball down and really play as well as they can, because the second half at Cardiff Met was one of the best performances on 45 minutes I've seen this season. And if they continue showing that kind of class, they're a challenge for anybody.
And Gap Conisky certainly know how tough Carmarthen are, don't they?
I think Andy Morrison was one of the first managers this season to say it's going to be the best top six since this league have started. Any team can beat anybody. Maybe TNS apart, right? But I think you might be surprised, like I said, in the last 10 games. But anybody can beat anybody in the top six.
And the third game in that top six, it's no Duff one either, but probably easier to call. It's the New Saints against Cardiff Met, 1-8 for a home win for the New Saints. 14-1 if the Mets do it, 13-2 for the draw. The bookie's got that about priced right, has he?
Well, 14-1's long odds. They suffered a bad defeat last week, the Met. I think Christian and his group of players would have been disappointed going out to the Welsh Cup. It'd be a tough ask again. Everybody knows the toughest place in the league to go. And the biggest challenge in the league is to get a result at Park Hall. But the Met might go there and Edwards might say to him, go and express yourself and let's try and be the first team to defeat him. Somebody is going to do it. So it almost becomes cup final-like when you're playing TNS.
Well, we talked the other week, didn't we, about the overall fight down in the bottom six and the dynamics of that. So let's look at the individual games that are coming up this weekend. Two sides that we thought we'd never be talking about in a bottom six fight this season. Aberystwyth against Airbus. Evens for Aberystwyth to win this one. 12-5 for Airbus to win it and 12-5 for the draw. As much as I'm shocked about seeing these two names in the bottom six, who's going to win this one, Jonah?
It's a big game for Aberystwyth, I think, no doubt. As much as it's a big game for Airbus, I'm trying to just put myself in both managers' positions. Andy Thomas will be so pleased at his last game when they had a great victory. And I know Bish, he'll be gutted at the way they went out of the Welsh Cup. So the significance of this game is unbelievable. Aber simply mustn't get beat. And it'll be interesting to see the way Tomo goes about it. Will a point be enough at this stage for him? Or will he go and try and win every game and collect threes to try and get to safety? I think it's a strange scenario. Aber are red hot favourites at even money. Not red hot favourites, by the way, for a home club. Airbus are 12-5. But I think the point would suit Aber, which is surprising to say at this stage of the season.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it'll put more space between them. And staying on that subject, another two sides, again, that, you know, you scratch your head about these two being in the bottom six, don't you? Llandudno against Newtown. It's 8-11 for a home Llandudno win, 16-5 for the Newtown away win, 11-4 for the draw. Now, I had a look at the away goals conceded by Newtown the other day, and it's not that bad, bearing in mind where they were. And most of the games that they lost in that first phase were by odd goals, weren't they? There weren't many thumpings, to my recollection. So you still have a team that could, you know, sneak a win. What Newtown have got to do is learn how to sneak a win, haven't they?
It's all about wins now, Mac, or it's all about draws if you're playing away from home. But like you said, who would have thought these two would have been in the bottom six? But I don't think there's any, you know, this is with 10 games to go now. This, even the podcast is going to hot up week by week with pressure put on people like ourselves forecasting winners, because there's two big clubs going to go to this league. By the look of it, Prestatyn are playing really well. Ballytown are starting to play well again now, and they're both looking favourites to come up. And everybody knows, right? 10 games to go. This one, massive. Llandudno against Newtown. Newtown, again, Llandudno might take a point. Newtown might think they need a victory, but I just think at home, Alan Morgan, new signing Sam Hart, he's a decent player, Sam Hart. I think they'll want the 3 points here, Llandudno, and Chrissy Hughes might be pleased with a point on the road.
Yeah, it sounds very much to what we just talked about with Aberystwyth being happy with a point at home. I think Newtown probably would be happy with a point on the road, and then they build from there, don't they?
What a situation. Like we said, this is why, like Mark Hazelwood said, you know, he was elated to get in the top six, and that comes from an all-pro who's been involved in this league in a long time. He knew he was out of that bottom six dogfight. There'll be so much pressure down that bottom six. It's going to be magnificent for people to watch, but you know, there's a lot of decent managers in this bottom six, decent players, and they're going to have to prove their worth over the next couple of months.
And two more of them playing when Rhyl meet Kevin Druids over the weekend. It's 6-5 for a Rhyl win. Kevin Druids 2-1, and then 12-5 for the draw. Now, this one, for me, is a three-pointer crucially for either side, because if Newtown do start to pick up form and Airbus beat Aberystwyth, these two really get start to drag in that relegation box, don't they?
The minus 29 goal tally could be key come the end of the season. So you won't want to get down close to that bottom two when it comes to goal average, because that does count, unfortunately, for him. You know, Newtown are in the bottom two at the moment, minus six, but Rhyl 2 points above them, but with minus 29. So that could be a point, and everybody knows that. But again, you know, what a game. Rhyl, I was at, obviously, we did Rhyl Carnarvon last week. Rhyl played well. Rhyl entertained and played decent football, and come away, unfortunately, losers to a very, very gallant Carnarvon Town. So this is back to basics, it's league action. What a game, Rhyl versus Kevin Druids again. I mean, in fear of repeating myself, Mark, it's a game both managers must not come away with nothing.
Are we looking at three draws in that bottom six this weekend, you reckon?
There could be, definitely, mate, there could be.
I think that's what they'll probably play for. Well, as much as you can play for it when both sides need something, I suppose. Well, look, we'll find out, won't we? And a reminder, of course, that the Scorio game is Balor against Bangor 5:15 on Saturday. Competition time now on the podcast. We're asking you to pick your first 11 of the first phase of all those wonderful players that exist in all of the teams in the first phase of football. Your chance to pick them as part of your 11. What are you going to do is go to the WPL website now, submit your 11 players. Somehow, you win a free copy of Football Manager 2017, if you're lucky. Anyway, me and Jonah can't enter the competition due to rules and regulations, which are on the website. We have picked our own starting 11 for inspiration, to give you some ideas. Now, what's going to happen is Jonah's going to go first. I'm going to steal all his ideas, and then I'll look brilliant. Jonah.
Thanks for putting the pressure on, by the way, okay?
Can I say before you start, I think we both need to do a disclaimer here now. I know, but by the end of this, we're going to offend at least 6 managers and about 100 players. So we apologise in advance if we haven't picked you in our team, because there's too many good players in this league. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
OK, well, I'm going to get this one in straight away, right? I genuinely could pick 11 TNS players. So if you want me to be boring and then say, that's my team...
Yeah.
But it just kills the argument a bit. So to anybody from TNS who's not in here, you know, it's just I'm shuffling a pack a little bit. But my goalkeeper, I think, would be John Danby, because, as I said, they've had their problems in defence. Gap Connors Key, and he's been tremendous for Gap Connors Key.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why they're in second spot. So I go for Danby in goals.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I've done exactly the same. I think you look at how many goals Gap have conceded, bearing in mind how many, you know, games have been quite tight with the other teams and stuff like that. And Danby's have been at, like a lizard, effectively, in goals, hasn't he? Trying to keep stuff out. So, yeah, I'm in for that one.
I've been... where are we going, Matt? Right back?
Well, let's do the whole defence. Just carry on.
OK, I've gone for Gary Roberts of Bangor City. I mean, Spender hasn't suffered with a few injuries, I think, at TNS so far, but Roberts has been tremendous for Bangor City. Saunders and Rawlinson, I think, are a dream centre-back partnership. I could have put Lee Sermon in, who's played really well for Carmarthen. Emlyn Lewis has done brilliant for Cardiff Met, but Saunders and Rawlinson, I wouldn't want to play against them. And left-back, I think, has been a great addition, good footballer. I've gone for Kyle McCarthy of Cardiff Met.
Okay, yeah, good to get some Met people in there. I think I'm going to talk about a Met person later on. I can see where you're coming from with Saunders and Rawlinson. We both agree on Lee Sermon, and I'd actually say if I was going to be too greedy and have 2 Carmarthen players, I'd probably check Dwayne Bailey in there as well. I haven't. I've actually gone for... I'll tell you who else I've gone, which will be a bit of a shock. Shane Sutton from Newtown. 2 reasons I've gone for Sutton is, again, if you look at the goals conceded by Newtown, actually they're not that bad. And I do credit him and that area for a little bit of that. I've also included Stuart J. Jones, and I've gone for Disney of Gap as well, because I think your argument about that Gap being very good at keeping the total of goals conceded down, partly down to Danby, but I think it's also partly down to the people in front of him as well.
Fair enough, Mark. Fair enough.
Midfield.
Midfield. I've gone for, I think, so far, my player of the season so far, and that's the boy Routledge from... TNS is like a sort of holding midfielder. John Routledge, he's been magnificent. I think Sargent is weighing in with goals as well, and any manager will tell you now that a midfielder weighing in with goals, you know, they're priceless. They're absolutely priceless. So I'm not being boring and putting Aaron Edwards in as well, because that's just easy to put the 3 in. So Aaron will have to... I usually vote for Aaron every year as in the team of the season, but he's got another 10 games to get in, sorry. But I think Venables has started to tick the box as well for Ballard. After a quiet start, and it's sometimes when you win golden boots and things like that, and people say, oh, is he comfortable? Has he arrived in it? Ballard have started to play well now, and I've spoken to a few people, and Venables is starting to really tick the box for Bala. So I've gone Routledge, Sargent and Venables. There's goals in Venables, there's goals in Sargent, and Routledge is just a passing machine.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, Routledge and Aaron Edwards are in mine. I've gone Will Evans from the Met, and I've also gone for Henry Jones for Bangor.
Okay, you're playing a 4 in there, okay, all right.
Yeah. I always have my 4 in midfield, mate. I can't be doing with any of this continental stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. All right. Well, I've gone for 2 wide men and a centre forward, okay?
Yeah, fair enough.
I've gone for... It might surprise a lot of people, but I just... On his day, I think he's as good as anything in the league. It's Kyle Bassett from Carmarthen. When he runs, the grass is smoking, mate. He is quick as you like. He's a powerful lad. I just think... if he brings himself, he could be a top player in this league for the next 5 or 6 years. I think he's got a lot. Nathan Wolfe at Connors Quay has most probably delivered more crosses than anybody all season. I've really been impressed by Nathan Wolfe. Centre forward, there's plenty there. Mark Jones, always brilliant for Carmarthen. The newcomer I liked has been Adam Rosgrove, again from the Met. He's been brilliant. But Quigley, for me, has scored some big goals, and I think he's almost edging his way to a position in the Football League, Quigley. I'd like to see him do it. He always gets goals. He's always awkward to mark. So I'd have Bassett, Wolfe and Quigley. And I tell you what, you'd have to get your skates on in a back four, Mark, and M3.
Yeah, I absolutely take your point. I've been really boring with my last two, and I've picked probably two of the most obvious ones. In other words, the two people at the top of the Golden Boot chart at the moment. I've gone Mike Hayes for Balor and Alex Darlington for TNS. Anyway, that's our opinion. It matters not jot. If you want to win a competition, get yourself onto the Welsh Premier League website now and have a go at picking your starting to 11. So to finish up then, what a great Welsh Cup weekend it was. The Hughes Grey Cymru Alliance driving a racking ball through the Welsh Premier League with scalps rolling faster than the gathering of Henry VIII's wives. No South Wales team left in the Cup at all now. One of those metropolitan elite heads that rolled was Cardiff Met, of course. The students taught a lesson by Gilsfield at Gilsfield. Danny Barton speaks to us here now.
What I asked of the players was for them to work, you know, incredibly hard on Saturday, snuff out their wide men, because that's where their danger is. And everything just kind of went to plan. I thought we, you know, completely bossed it without really getting put under any kind of pressure.
And again, looking at some of those other teams from the Hughes Grey, I mean, special word of praise for Llanfair United, who beat you in the Cup a few seasons back, didn't they? So you know they'd be no mugs in this competition, and somebody else found that out on Saturday.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Really pleased for Llanfair. Again, small, tight-knit community. They've done brilliant. We've actually got them in the league on Saturday at their place, so that's going to be another battle in the mud. But they deserve it, and so do the other teams that have kind of, you know, they've earned their place to get to the next round.
Now, you've got a home tie against Balor in the next round, who won in extra time, seemingly quite convincingly by the result, but it wasn't a walkover for them in the early stages against Penobont. So your home, your pitch, them having a little bit of trouble during regular time against Penobont, you must fancy yourself again to go further.
I know Colin quite well from Balor. It's going to be tough. Any game against Welsh Premier opposition is always going to be tough. But as you said, it's the Cup. We're at home. We've just got to bring the right fight and desire like we did against Cardiff Met. And I just hope that we do ourselves justice, because what disappointed us last year, you know, when we played Airbus, we've played Newtown this year in the Nathaniel Cup as well. We kind of haven't really given ourselves, we haven't done ourselves justice, to be honest. So as long as we do that and we fight and we're, you know, we're determined and stick to our kind of game plan, hopefully we'll do okay.
Would it be nice, do you think, if in the next round your game and Llanfair's games are scheduled at different times? Because there was a bit of a hope, wasn't there, that with the previous scheduling tent, that you two wouldn't be playing close to each other. There was a possibility of people seeing both games?
Yeah, I believe that may be the case. I think they're going to try and stagger them. It would be nice. Obviously, we're quite, you know, we're two local kind of Mid-Wales teams, so it would be nice for people to be able to go watch both games. So, we're hoping that will be the case.
So, no South Wales teams in the last eight, Jonah. What does that say about the state of South Wales football?
Well, you know, the Cup sometimes throws out, you know, surprise results. I don't think there's a lot wrong down here. I just think on the day, as you say, you know, Carmarthen gone knocked out by Carnarvon in the previous round, and Carnarvon have proved themselves brilliant team as well to knock out Rill. So Cardiff Met have gone to Gilsfield, and it just tells you. Barrytown, like we said, Barrytown got to the final of the MG Cup. The year before, Denby Town got to the final of the MG Cup. So I seen Andrew Howard on Scorio on Saturday, and he was quick in his response when they said, what about all the Welsh Premier teams going out? And he said, it just goes to show, you know, the pyramid system's working, because the teams below them are excellent, they're just as good, you know, they're ready to come into this league, and that's been proved with Llandudno and Cardiff Met. So it looks like it's, you know, there's the gap might be short, and I don't know, but the standard of football it looks to be improving all over.
What I will say is that we've got an honourable mention for Pennebont, because they did push Bala right towards the end of it, regular time, didn't they? And there was a moment, well, I don't know, 90 seconds before the end of regular time where Pennebont could have nicked it.
Well, that, you know, I'm not expecting anybody, TNS apart anymore, to absolutely blast lower league teams out, and that's the way it's proved. You know, three teams went out on, or four teams went out on Saturday from the Welsh Premier. So, yeah, the gap could be shortening, but the standard is certainly improving.
And there's so many great games. Now, we'll come in a minute to Rhyl and Carnarvon, because in my view, that was the greatest game that's ever been shown on Scorio. That'll start a debate. But let's Aberystwyth, we sort of touched on that. Aberystwyth being shown the door by Prestatyn. Prestatyn have really got a taste for the big time now again, haven't they?
Yeah, I was gutted for Aberystwyth. I was pleased for Gibbo. He's done a great job there, by the way. You know, they've gone down. They took a few knocks, and people have said, you know, they've had their problems financially and things like that. But it looks like he's building a good team again. You know, Prestatyn are a decent side. That result 5-1, that was a real shock to me. I never thought I'd seen Aber, you know, get beat 5-1 at home. So they need to get themselves back together now and push on to stay in the Welsh Premier League. But press that in. Hey, they're at home against Gap Connors Quay. What a tie that'll be.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I don't want to be condescending by calling them little Llanfair United, because they're not little. I mean, they're not the Sutton United and Lincoln of our league by any means. But for Llanfair United, for the first time ever to get this far, the quarterfinals of the Welsh Cup, that's quite an achievement for them as well.
Yeah, any time a team creates any history for their football club, you have to congratulate their players. A magnificent result last week. You know, 4-1 against a Kevin Druid side, who I'd only watched a week before and I was impressed by. You know, really well done, Llanfair United, and you got a draw. You most probably got the draw you wanted. You got a team from your own league in the quarterfinals at home. You know, it starts becoming dreamland for the players. So it's all to play for, boys. Good luck.
If you want a good game to see outside of the Welsh Premier League this weekend, Llanfair and Gilsfield are playing each other this weekend in the Cymru Alliance. That would be an interesting game. The two knockout kids. And before we move on to the draw, Jonah, as I said, I think you witnessed with your own eyeballs one of the greatest games Scorio has ever shown on Saturday. I mean, what an outstanding game between Carnarvon and Rhyl.
Pleasure to be there, mate. Pleasure to be there. It was the crowd. And I think we got to, when we do these podcasts and things like that, we mustn't forget, right, to congratulate the crowd. It was a brilliant crowd. They sung end to end. The Rhyl fans were superb. The Carnarvon fans were fantastic. You know, it was like I remember being at the cup matches when you're a youngster, and it takes you back to times of, you know, excitement. And it was all on the day. It's on the day. You know, they both knew they had to win it. Nobody wanted to go to penalties. It was end to end. Both goalkeepers were brilliant. I might have to agree with you. It's one of the better ones I've been involved in. What a game. Well done, both teams.
Yeah, and the reaction on Twitter for those people who are watching it who couldn't get to the game, including myself watching it on mobile phone coming back from Norwich. I thought I'd seen a half-decent game at Norwich, and then I was watching Scorio and Swansea on the train, which was 10 times better. Now, a reminder that the quarterfinal draw has been made, so Llanfair United and Gilsfield both at home. Llanfair against Carnarvon, that'll be an interesting one. Sad to see both of those two teams go out, actually. It would have been better if they had a WPL side to take on, I suppose. Then you mentioned Prestatyn against Gap. What a game that'll be. And Bala will go to Gilsfield. I suppose the game that stands out, Jonah, and I suppose it's the game that Scorio will pick, is TNS against Bangor City.
Well, I'd go for Prestatyn and Gap Connors Quay, I think I would. But TNS and Bangor City, yeah, I suppose Ian Dawes. Listen, Bangor done brilliant to win 4-0. Like I said, that's a great result against Llandudno. All you want then is to come out of the hat to have TNS away. It's just, it's a stinker of a draw for the citizens. But, hey, it's the quarterfinals. You're going to win the cup, you've got to knock them out. So they need to go there and have a go. But you just think the new Saints, with their style of play and the way they've been playing this year, I think my four semi-finalists would be Bala, the New Saints, Gap, and Caernarfon. So, you know, that's a bit of early pressure putting on myself, but there's been so many upsets in the Cup this year, I might be lucky to get two right.
Well, I tell you what, I fancy a non-WPL team for the final. I think if TNS make it, you know, Bangor could knock them out. This could be the game. But if they don't, if TNS make it, I wouldn't rule out Caernarfon and I wouldn't rule out Prestatyn being there. And I think Gap Connors-Key will be very wary of that. Anyway, look, mate, we've chatted for half an hour with a hell of a lot of stuff in that podcast because there's been a heck of a lot going on, and it only gets better from here on in as Phase 2 starts. Don't forget to watch the game on Scotia. Don't forget to join us next week for more analysis of those first set of Phase 2 games. Jonah's off to Bala. Enjoy Bala. Pack your lunch, Jonah.
All the best, Mac.
Sign up for your Dufferbet account and support the WPL.